Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Shabbos, daf Nun Tes, 59, and we are on Nun Ches Amabez. We just spoke about Choresh. That was yesterday's discussion, and along the way we spoke about how much Kavana is definitional to Choresh. We spoke about Choresh and Kotzer and Schita, which is Dash, how much the Kavana is crucial. And now we move over to the second Malacha that is discussed in our Mishnah, back on daf Nun Gimel, Zoreya. Zoreya, putting a seed in the ground. But that is the Av Malacha, but what is the definition? By every Malacha, we have to say what the Malacha is, but then what's the larger definition of the Malacha? We'll see in the Rambam too, in Hilchos Shabbos, how he expands every Malacha. It's not just what the Mishnah says, Chorei, Zoreya, Kotzer, Ma'amer, Dash, Tochein, all of those, but he defines, like, this is Yipui Karka, right? That was what Choresh was. Anything for the betterment of the ground, that is included in Choresh. But for the Zoreya, the next one, the seeding, putting a seed in the ground, but as we'll see, that has anything to do with Yipui Eitz, or Yipi Peira. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, on Nun Ches Mabes. Kol Davar Shehu Mavchil Es HaPeri, anything that hastens and ripens the fruit. Chayim Mishum Zoreya. That's Zoreya. Anything that is, right, makes it happen quicker. The Karbana Eda, Mavchil Es HaPeri, Shemisayeya Levashel Veligmar HaPeri. That helps to ripen and complete it. To complete it, that's the Lashon HaMavchil. So anything that helps. Hanoteas. Now we have a whole list. Hanotea, one, what's Notea? I put a little sapling in the ground. Not like Zoreya. Zoreya, I put a seed in the ground. Notea is a netiyah, a small netiyah. That's, remember, the halacha Moshe Misinai by Shvius, Eser Netiyos, Hanotea, Vahamavrich Vahamarkiv, Havracha, it's one of those Talmudic concepts that you take a branch from one tree and stick it under the ground and pick it up across the way. We had it in Seder's rhyme, Havracha. If I do that on Shabbos, Hamarkiv, if I graft, I put two things together, two trees together, Hamakarsem, if I prune off the dead branches, Hamizareid, if I just thin it, if there are too many branches, so I'm going to thin it out in order to generate and promote growth. Fahamafasel, somebody who removes the psoles from the word, right, pesel. Hamizahim, what's mizahim? Today is in the Karbana Eda, what mizahim is. Zihum, we know, is some type of, infection, but what's hamizahim? Says the Karbana Eda, Kishaha Klipos Eina Ila Noshrim, when the leaves are falling, Madbikin Sham Zevel Lahavrio, when leaves are falling, when the bark, Klipos Ha'ilan, when the bark is, the tree is sick. So I wanna heal the tree. So I stick some fertilizer, some, compost, Madbikin Sham Zevel Lahavrio, Kadesh Layamas Ilan, so it doesn't die. That's one shot of mizahim, right? I'm healing it. V'yesh mefarshim, a different shot of mizahim, the Rambam. That was from the Rash, he quotes, from the Rambam. Mizahim shem moshkin ha'ilanos, I smear the tree, bedavar sharecho ra, with something that its smell is bad, kedei sheyivrechu ha'tola'im min ha'reach ra, so that the insect-eating, tree-eating insects don't come. So it's interesting, those two deis. So one is healing. Okay, you can understand that. That's making the tree grow better. The tree is dying, and I'm going to make the tree grow better with this zihum, the first shot. The second shot of the Rambam is an even bigger chiddush. Right? What am I? I'm just preventative. Preventative is also part of Zoreya. It's going to grow better as long as I keep the bugs away. That's Zoreya. That's promoting. That's allowing. That's allowing. But that, I guess, is part of the Zoreya, part of the growth process. Anything that you do to promote the growth of the tree, even if it's preventative, that's considered growth. Again, parenthetically, that's not considered refuah on Shabbos, as we know. The preventative measures in order not to get sick, right, that is allowed on Shabbos. Again, that's an issa d'rabbanan of Shema Yitron, and therefore that's not a problem because only the Rabbanan said, are you sick right now and you're nervous that you're gonna grind the medicines or not? Here we're talking about the Oraisa definitions of something, but if something is in the larger definition of Zoreya, so then of promoting the growth, even if it's preventative, it's not exactly a direct adding, that is still okay. It reminds me a little bit of stirring, Bishul. What's Bishul? So obviously anything that helps in the cooking and the making it edible and make it even more than edible, make it even better. So the poskim talk about magus, about stirring. So stirring is part of the process. So why is magus, that is also, if somebody is magus, stirs a pot on the fire, that's chayim mishum bishul. So why is that? So you might say, some say, well, it means because some of the items in the pot that are not fully cooked, when you stir it, you move it to a place where it's going to get cooked sooner, and therefore it's magus on those little pieces inside. That's true. But maybe even if, what if everything is fully cooked? Or everything is edible, and then, let's say you don't hold that there's a bishul pass machlo ben drusoi, or machlokas Rambam and Rashba. So it sounds like from the Rambam, that, you know what, magus is usher because it's part of the cooking process. So again, here too, right, like putting this on so that the bugs don't come is part of the process that is done in the Zeria process, regular Natiya, and that's why it is going to be usher. So the Rambam, if I can find it, the Rambam says in Perek Chi, the ninth Perek, he has a line there. If I can find it now, if not, I'm not gonna. Here, so Shakala Ose Davar here in Tes Dalad. So he quotes: if you put the mayim or the basar or the talo or the higis, Shakala Ose Davar mitzarchei abishol harizem avashel. If you do anything tzarchei abishol, right? That's gonna be a problem. That's tzarchei abishol. Okay, and as he says later on, also the same idea. But again, that's the Rambam generalizing and defining what the malacha is. Okay, back to what we're talking about. So mizareid tubshatim of the carbon mizahim tubshatim of the carbonata. Hamefarik. What's mefarik? So mefarik, also removing stones from on top of the roots, so it grows better. Removing stones. Hamaabik from the word avak, right? Dust. If I cover up the roots with dirt in order to protect it, to make it grow better. Hama'ashen, if I put smoke, sometimes I have to fumigation under the tree to also, lahamis, the carbonate says, lahamis hatola'im, hagdelem bo, to kill the worms. So again, you might think that's, and that's also from the Rambam, you might think it's grama. It's grama, it's just indirect, I'm going to kill the worms so it doesn't hit the tree. No, that's going to be chayev mishum zorea. Because of that malacha, that's part of the process. Part of the process, everything is yipui ilan. Anything that's yipui ilan, even if it's a negative, not a positive, that's still going to be in the daraisa, at least according to some rishonim. It's not going to be, like we mentioned yesterday from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was upset. Not so much like building steps for you to walk down to get the water. That's also part, but that's a little too far. That's a little too far. Again, those who say that's the pshat, that would be included even. Even that is part of the Zeria process. Having these steps in order to get the water. But the Chazon Ish, as you mentioned yesterday, argued. So ha'ma'avik ha'ma'ashin ha'mitaleya, removing worms. Ha'koteim. Koteim is, again, putting afer, putting ashes from the word ketima, on the shrushim. Hasach, if I smear either the tree or, the carbonate here says, the fruit. Fruit that are not totally ripe yet, so I, while they're still attached, I could smear them to cause them to ripen faster. So doing that on Shabbos is going to be awesome. Mishav Zoraya. Hasach peir shalom nigmar bishulan. Sachin osan b'shemen k'shem mechubarin le'ilan l'mayar bishulan. Again, if I do it afterwards, you know, if I have, you know, sometimes there's a trick, like if you think if you have an esrog that's not ripe enough, so you put, if you put apples in the, or some other tricks that, yeah, put apples in the bowl with it, it's going to get ripened faster. That's not Zoraya. That's not an issur of Zoraya. Zoraya is only when it's still attached. You smear it, right? It says b'shemen k'shemuchubarin le'ilan. Has to be when it's still attached. That's when one would say that it could be a problem of Zoraya. So asach v'hamashke, or watering the tree, pouring water. V'hamenakev, if I have figs that are not ripe yet, I poke holes in the figs. V'osabatim, or I make little huts around the tree in order to protect it. The chol davar shulahav chilasa, prepare anything that's there to help ripen the fruit, or to hasten it, or to do something good for the tree. Chayev mishum zoreya. So that is all mishum zoreya. That's all mishum zoreya. Let's talk. Let's do a little more, and then we'll talk about what's the av and what's the tolda. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chia bar Ashi b'shem Kana. Hanotea b'Shabbos chayim mishum zoreya. If somebody notea, somebody puts a sapling in the ground on Shabbos, notea, so that is chayim mishum zoreya, which sounds like, mishum sounds like, this is notea, is let's say the tolda of the av of zoreya. That's what it sounds like. Hanotea b'Shabbos chayim mishum zoreya. Rabbi Zeira Amar hazomer kinotea. Pruning is like noteya. Pruning is like putting a sapling in the ground. So, is there a machlokas here? The Gemara first assumes that it is a machlokas. So, meaning, and we're going to apply now, this is a machlokas about Shabbos, but as we know, Zeriah is not only an issue by Shabbos, but it's also an issue by Shvius. And therefore the Gemara says, Nata v'zamer, switch the girsa, b'shvius. If somebody does two malachas in Shemitah, you put a sapling in the ground and you prune, how many Isurim did one do? Right? What does it say by Shvius in the Torah? It only says two things explicitly. Sadecha lo sizra, v'chamecha lo sizmor. Zeriah and Zemira. Right? Putting a seed in the ground and pruning. Those are the only two. It says explicitly by Shemitah. It doesn't say Noteya. Doesn't say Noteya explicitly. But the Gemara says here that according to Rabbi Zeira, Zomer is kenoteya. So, not Tavazomer b'shvias. If somebody plants and does mir by shvias, how many avers? Al daite to kahana. So according to kahana, the first sheet that we just had, chayev shtayim. So we think there's two. Why? Because what did kahana say? The kahana said that netia and zriya are connected to each other. Zomer is not. So if you do netia and zemira during shvias, you did two avers. Netia, you did a sapling. That's netia is included in the pasuk of Shemitah of Sadchol Sizra. And Zemir is the other pasuk, Harbachol Sizmar. So according to Kahana, you'd be chayef two averis, two separate averis during Shemitah if I put a sapling in the ground and I pruned. And I'll die to Rebbe Zeira, but we think Rebbe Zeira would say only one, Eino chayef alachas. You're only chayef for one. Because what does he say? Zomer is noteya, but noteya is zarea. So isn't that like one big fat avera? So if it's all connected to each other, so we think, oh, there's going to be a machlokas about how many averis you would do in this case. And the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, no, 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 there's no machlokas here. Klum amar Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira says that zomer, pruning is noteya, he doesn't mean that it's not zoreya. Klum amar Reb Zeira, ela hazomer ke noteya. All he said was zomer is like noteya. Ha noteya ke zomer, did he say the opposite? That noteya is zomer. Did he say noteya zomer and not zoreya? No, it's also zoreya. So according to everybody, even according to Reb Zeira, you'd be chayiv too. You'd be chayiv too. And let's just read the, what would be the shakla v'tarya. Hakol hayev achal zriya. So really by, in Shemitah, everything's included in zriya. Right? The Torah could have just said, sadecha lo sizra. That's all the Torah had to say. V'yatza zmir lahachmer latzma. But then the Torah mentions zmira, pruning explicitly, to create an extra chumra. Meaning, if you prune, you're chayiv too. Not separately. Zmira is really included in zriya. So the Torah just goes out of its way to say you're chayiv too. Mipnei sheyatza zmir lahachmer latzma. Because Zemira is mentioned separately to bring an extra chumra on itself. At potra mishum zoreya. So you're gonna say it's not zoreya? Zemira, it's not that Zemira goes out to say it's not zoreya. It is zoreya, but it's just adding an extra avera. If you do zomer. Havilo shanyas, therefore that doesn't make a difference. Not of a zomar, bishvias. Bein al daitid rav kahana, bein al daitid rav zeira, chayiv shtayim. You're still gonna be chayiv too. Period. And that's the end of our Zeriah discussion. It sounds like, pretty clearly from this Gemara, that Netia during Shemitah would be Daraisa. That's what it sounds like. Right? Even though it only says the words Zeriah and Zemira, and it seems like, if you look at the beginning of Mesechas Moed Katan, Avos and Toldos by Shvius are different than Shabbos. In Shvius, Avos are Daraisa, Toldos are Darabanan. Unlike Shabbos, where even the Toldos are Daraisa. So it sounds like from this Gemara, right, it's talking about Zmira and Zeria, it sounds like Netia would also be Daraisa. And that is really Machlokas Rishon. And the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam hold is Durabanan. And the Rambam hold that Netios are Durabanan during Shemitah. That's a Tolda. This Gemara sounds like it's all one category. It all would be Daraisa. It's also a big discussion in the Rishonim by Zoreya. Right, you have this Gemara, you have a couple of the Bavli Gemaras in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel. What are the Avos and what are the Toldos by Zoreya? And each one is interesting to think about. The Rambam, Rashi. Rashi there in Daf Ayin Gimel holds they're all Avos. Zoreya, Noteya, they're all Avos except for Zomer. Except for Zomer. Zomer is a Tolda by Shabbos. Right, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says there, on Kula Malacha Achasein, on Ayin Gimel. The Zomer Nami, Litzmuche Ilanahu. Right, what's the definition of Zoreya? Litzmuche Ilana. To promote growth of a tree. Venafgamina, Diavale Kulam, Hadi Zoreya. So if you do Zoreya, Noteya, all of them together, Lomachay Velachada, the Osa Malachas Harbe, Zoreya Av Malacha, Vinoteya Nami Av Malachahu, Tahainu Zoreya, El Shazebez Ramazebi Ilanos. right? Putting a seed in the ground and putting a sapling in the ground, same thing, says Rashi. V'chein mavrichu markiv. And also, sticking it underneath and grafting, all of those, says Rashi, are av. Aval zomer tolda. Zomer is a tolda. Why? Because according to Rashi, with smuche ilana, that's the goal. But if you are actively, positively doing something, adding something, that's going to be zorea the av. What's zomer? You're removing something in order to make it grow better. So that's a tolda. That's going to be a tolda. That's Rashi. Right? They're all avos except for zomer. The Rambam in Zayin Gimel, they're all avos. They're all avos. Right? Zayin Gimel, and each Rambam defines each of the malachas. The Rambam says Zayin Gimel. V'chein echad azorei azroim onotei ilanos o mavrech ilanos o markiv o zomer. Kol elu av echad hein me avos malachos ve'inyin echad hu. Shekol achaz mehen litzmoach davar hum iskavin. So again, the Rambam says, I don't care that it's you're doing a negative. You're removing something. It's the same thing. It's still promoting growth, and that's good enough to be in av. That's Rashi, Ayin Gimel, and that's the Rambam and the Ritva. The Ritva also is like the Rambam. They're all avos. If you look in the Ramach, Ramosha HaKohen, quoted here in the Kesef Mishnah, only Zoreya. Only Zoreya is the av. All the rest are toldos. So Zoreya, putting the seed in the ground. That's it. Everything else is a little different. So he says, even if it's different in action or in goal, it's all going to be, right? So each of those, all three of those shitas, so one could give a svar for. Zomer is different, or they're all together, or only Zoreya. There is another shita in there in Shabbos, Dafai and Gimel, just got to work on, I'll just mention it. The shita Laran, or a day in the Ritva, is that Zoreya and Noteya are avos. Zoreya and Noteya. So you can say, because those are basically the same thing, put a seed in the ground, put a tree in the ground. Zoreya and Noteya are avos. Zomer, Mavrich, or Markiv, those are toldos. Grafting, or pruning. So each malacha, you know, we think it's not just halacha l'maisa, but we get to see, try to reflect the definitions for each rishon of each of the malachas. Okay, we continue. So hakotzer, we're up to number three. Hakotzer, harvesting. Harvesting, cutting something. So what's the definition, the larger definition of kotzer? So you might think, or it is definitely detaching something from where it's growing from. Okay, that's what the limited definition is. We'll see a little larger. Tani Rebbe Chiya, hakotzer, so all of these are different words that mean the same thing. It just depends on the item. Hakotzer, if I harvest anything. Habotzer, if I harvest grapes. Famosek, if I harvest olives. Right, mesika. Hagodate, if I harvest dates. Hatolesh, if I pull anything out of the ground. Haore, if I harvest figs. Kulhon, mishum, kotzer. Those are all kotzer. Sounds like they're all av. Sounds like they're all av. Hahein de gazaz, Svogumi Karolin. If somebody detaches, shears, Svogumi Karolin, Rav Chaim Gdansky says these are all different types of grasses. Different types of grasses. Chayav Mishum Kotzer, Umishum Noteya. Why? Because all these items, not only do they, you're harvesting them, but it also improves growth, it stimulates growth, more growth after you cut them. So you can hire for two malachas. Kotzer for what you're taking, and Noteya, because it is stimulating growth. And also, hahein degazas, kuzbar, karesin, all of these items. If you sheared all these vegetables, you pulled out of the ground. Kuzbar, coriander, karesin, leeks, karpas, gargar, triximon, bishumin, garlic, nana, mint, chayemishem, kotzer, umishem, zorea, all of those also. Because they stimulate growth, besides the fact that you are cutting them. Is it carolin, according to some, is coral. Some type of coral that's, as we know, that grows, not really a plant, maybe it's the minerals of an animal, but coral. And if that's what carolin is, again, then you have to, it's not exactly just about a plant growing, but it's growing on. And if you look in the back, in the Yad Eliyahu, I think it's the name of the Achron in the back. He says, if this is true, then I don't know why postgame don't make a big deal about this. Hine davar gadol ishmiyano ayirushalmi kan. A huge chiddush. De'etzem akrolim heim gdelim rak bayam. They only grow on the bottom of the sea. Heim gdelim bekarka ayam ubetachbulos gedolos okranosam bekarka ayam. Only through tremendous efforts with great boats and strategies do they get him out from the bottom of the sea. Even though it's not in a populated area, it's the bottom of the sea. It's a chiddush nifla that I didn't see the Mefarshim talk about. You can be chayiv mishum zoreya in the bottom of the ocean. If that's what this is, and that's what the Yad Elio points out in his comments here. Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishim, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Hanotzi notzis nakuv, agabi notzis nakuv. If you put one perforated flower pot on top of another perforated flower pot, chayiv mi alea mishum kotzer, mishum zoreya. You're chayiv for kotzer and zoreya. Different pshatim in the Rishonim. The Meiri has two pshatim and daf pei aleph in Shabbos. What's the kotzer? What's the zoreya? We'll go with one pshat. When you took the perforated flower pot off of the ground, that's kotzer. When you put it back onto another flower pot, now it's zoreya again because it's going to get the nourishment through the flower pot that it's under. There's other pshatim, but that's the one we'll go with. Rabbi Yossi barbun mishim rabbi shimon lakish hakotzer kara shikama. If somebody cuts a sycamore tree, which they used to do also to make it grow thicker. Chayav alei mishum shalosh. There are three malachas there. What's the three? Amar Yossi Barbun, velo pligin. There's no machlokas here, whether it's two or three. Hakotzer chayav mishum kotzer, umishum zoreya. Right, kotzer, because you want what you're cutting, zoreya, because it's going to make it grow more. Hamochka chayav mishum makom patish. But also, if you smooth it out to use as a board, you're going to be chayav for makom patish. Right, you're making it usable as a kli. And that's the third malacha that you would be chayef for. Rabbanan tekesan amrin, but here is the huge chiddush, and this is also found in the Bavli. Hahein detzayed kavra, trapping a fish. Not trapping a fish that it's already trapped. It's in your fish tank, let's say, and you could just so not sud means taking a fish out of water. V'chol davar she'atah mavdilo mechiyuso chayef mishum kotzer. Wow. If you take something out from its area where it's growing, chayev mishum kotzer. What do you mean? Fish is not attached? So what do you see from here? If this is kotzer, then you realize that kotzer does not mean detaching something from where it's attached to. It just means, in a larger sense, oker davar migidulo. Uprooting something from where it is nourished from. So most of the time that means the ground. But here it could be from its water. That's where it's nourished from. And this is a big topic. A big topic. The Ramban and all of his Talmidim, Rashba, Ritva, all quote this from the Ramban. The Ramban in Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin says, I think the Bavli argues. He has a whole paragraph and then the last two lines, Umashikasa Birushalmi, Paraklal Gadol, Rabbanan Tekisarin, our line, Lo Asya Kishitasa Gemara Dilan. Says the Ramban, I think this Yerushalmi is against. There's no Gemara in the Bavli that says this is Kotzer. It's Kotzer. All it says is, the language of the Gemara there in Shabbos Kuf Zayin is, if you stick your hands into a belly of an animal and cut out the fetus, the Gemara says that's oker davar migidulo. Doesn't say that it's kotzer. It just says oker davar migidulo. So some say, you know what that means? That means shchita, you killed it. It uses the language of oker davar migidulo, but doesn't mean kotzer. The medal del ubar, says the Ramban, mishum netilas neshama hu chayev. Even though the fetus doesn't have its own life, that's shchita. But according to this Yerushalmi, right, and some of Farshim say, you don't have to say the Bavli argues. Maybe the Bavli does agree. And this is, right, okay, that's kotzer over there. And this is kotzer. Again, that's the biggest, the Minchas Chinuch notes that the Rambam says in a few poems, Ein this el b'gedulei karka, right? Ein tochein el b'gedulei karka. Ein ma'amer el b'gedulei karka. He does not say ein kotzer el b'gedulei karka. So Minchas Chinuch suggests in his Mosach HaShabbos on Parshas Yisro, maybe the Yerushalmi and the Bavli don't argue. Maybe oker davar migidulo over there in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli means kotzer. Here the Yerushalmi says the kotzer b'feirsh. Can't get out of that. The Bavli doesn't say that, and that's why there's room for discussion. Okay. So that's kotzer. Ma'amer, next malacha, gathering. Ma'amer, b'shul bar, sisra toy boi, told us imer ezehu. We're saying that every malacha has an av and tolda. So a ma'amer, gathering in the field. So what's the tolda of that? Rabbi Yossi Shamis, Tam, Mind, Rabbi Shimon, B'Shim Ravacha. Rabbi Yossi says, I heard something from Rabbi Shimon, B'Shim Ravacha, but let's send the other Mashamis, but I don't remember. So Micah in the Gemara says, what's the answer? What is that line doing in Shas? What do we care that one of the Amoraim heard something and didn't remember? And then we go on to just give a different. What does it say? Maybe to give us chizuk. Give us chizuk. We don't remember everything. Right? Even the great Amoraim heard, even in Torah, says that they were humans too. So what is the Torah? So hahein, dekasis, orez, sarin, chalika. If somebody crushes up rice, more barley to make this chalika, which is a different, some type of dish with split pieces. Chai mishum dash. That's dash. Dash is threshing. That is because this act is taking out, take the kernels off. Taking the kernels off something inside, that's the malacha of dash. Hahein to shatach, tzalin, simukin, misusla, but somebody who spreads out figs, raisins, or salt, misusla, and then switch the gears to kalta, and then you gather it together, chai mishum ma'amer. So that's ma'amer. Right? The chai mishum ma'amer. So that would be a tolda ma'amer, but on the list here is salt. So the post can wonder, really? Salt? Right? The Rambam says in Paraches Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that there are certain, where's the, or Dalid? Where's the, Ma'amer? Here's Dash. I'm sorry, where's the Rambam by Ma'amer? The Rambam says, okay, I can't find it right now. The Rambam has limits by Ma'amer, by gathering also. Here's Dash. It should be here, but the Rambam, okay, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Hamakabetz dveil of asim and the eagle. Oshenakav teinim vichnas chevel behen. Just kaptuk of echad. You gather things. You put them on a string together. Hariza toldos ma'amer v'chayev v'chein kol yekoyotze bazeh. So he has toldos of ma'amer, right? You string something. You string figs onto a string. But ein ma'amer ela b'gedulei karka. That's those are the, doesn't quote salt. Doesn't quote salt. So again, this is another machlokas Bavli in Rishalmi. Some say that there's an implied in Shabbos Ayin Gimel and Beit Alam and Aleph. The Mishnah there implies that it only, Ma'amir is very limited. Right? Well, gathering Sfarim in my, putting my Sfarim back. Why isn't that Ma'amir in my living room? There are a number of limits. Why Ma'amir is one of those malachas that hardly ever comes up unless you're gathering apples from under the apple tree. Ma'amir only applies to Gedula Karka. Ma'amir only applies B'makum Gidulo, where it grew. Only in the field. In your house, if the apples fall on the floor, there's no problem gathering them up in the kitchen. There's no chumrah like that. Ein ma'amer ela b'gedulei karka, ela ma'amer ela b'makom gidulo, and in imur achar imur, if it's gathered once, you can't gather it again. Many different limits. Okay, we continue. Kol shu nogea ba'ochel, anytime you gather something and you put them next to each other so close that they're touching each other, chayim isha ma'amer, that's ma'amer. Beklifa, and anytime you gather something, and as you gather it together, you detach the peel from it, mishum dash, that will be the malacha of dash. Okay, so now we have a couple of activities that happen in the kitchen that different malachas are violated. Hada itza, certain woman, I guess women were more in the kitchen then than the men, kada itza, kad ma'arva b'chitaya, once she starts mixing and sifting her wheat, mishum markada, that's merake, that's sifting. Kad mefrichaya bereshia, when she crushes the husks on the edges, mishum dasha. Right, that's dash, that's threshing. Kan mispera bitstadia, once she breaks off other impurities that are attached. Mishum boreres, that's borer. That's borer, and that's a bad type of borer. That's right, that's soles mitoch ochel, you're taking off the bad stuff. Kan maspaya mishum tochenes, when you crush it and you continue processing, mishum tochenes, that's grinding. And each of these we could have a shear on. Kan menafia, when you're sifting it more, mishum zorer, that's winnowing, gumra malachta mishum akva patish. And when you start finish and you do the final touches, that's makva patish. Again, we've said makva patish is a very unusual malacha. You know, why isn't everything makva patish? Bishul and bonen, but finishing touches, that might be makva patish, meaning it's finished already, but it's the finishing touches that's going to be the makva. Hahein kitanaya, flax. Flax. So what if I'm beating flax to remove the husks? Bikufna mishum dash. Bima'arova, if I'm beating it with a heavy stick, mishum tochen, because that's going to grind it up. Ba'apastisa, if I'm throwing it up to separate it, mishum zora, that's winnowing, using the wind. Bekaf, if I'm separating the pieces out in my hand, bekaf mishum borer, that's borer. Kaf mefaleg, when I start separating it, the flax, and combing it out, mishum menafetz, that's combing raw wool, that's menafetz. Kan matlash, when I cut it, mishum cut it into a specific size that I want, mishum machatech, right? That's cutting to a measured size. Gomer malachto mishum akba patish. Fine. Next, hein deshachak tuma, somebody who was crushing garlic. Kad mifrach bereshaya, when I'm cutting off the tips that like have the husks, mishum dash. Kad mivchar bilakufaisa, when I'm taking off the peel, mishum borer, that's borer. Again, borer, you have to have the three, right? Ochal yad la'alter, That's what makes it mutter. It's not that boer is mutter. But if I do the three conditions, I take wood from the bad for now, without a separating instrument, that's called achila. That's called derech achila. It's not called boer. That's why it's mutter. But that's why, let's say I want to peel an orange. Can you peel an orange on Shabbos? I'm taking the good from the bad. The answer is that's mutter. If it's for right now, if it's for right now, right before you eat, you take off the peel. You can't do it for later. Can't do it for later. But for now, so that's what it says here. Maybe it's doing it for later. Mishum bar. Kad shochek b'meduchta, when you crush it with the grinder. Mishum tochein. Kad yoav mashkin, and when you add liquid. Mishum lush. That's kneading. Adding liquid to solid pieces in order to, right, creating one unit by adding a liquid medium to solid pieces. That's lush. Gamar malachton, mishum akba patish. The Gemara Malacha will be Makba Patish. Hahein Sikura. Very unclear what this is. In some, it's getting some type of dye from the bark of a tree, something like that. Kad Michad Bigare. When you scrape off the bad bark, Biklofisa, with a Kli Mishan Borer. That's separating. Kad Michtas Bimargazia. Right, when you, hit it with a threshing tool, Mishan Dash. Kad Shachek Bimaduchte. When you crush it with a crusher, Mishan Tochein. Kad yoiv mashkin, when you add liquid mishum lush. Kad mashke ba'anturin, when you put it into the mold, in order to, whatever you're gonna do with it, with this dye, mishum bone, that's because you're creating. Kad mekatea baguma, when you're cutting the final pieces, mishum machatech, right, that's cutting to a measured size. Gemar malachta mishum akba patish. Good, all of them. Now we get back to what we discussed yesterday. Dogem shesachton, back to fish. This is within dush now. I can't squeeze out fruit on Shabbos. To get the fruit, that's the malacha of dash schita. What about fish? Im laguf, and if you just want to get some liquid out, but not because you want the liquid, you just want to have the fish drier, putter, that's not an issa daraisa. Im lahoti tzir chayev, but if you want the brine to come out, that's chayev. Rav, we change this to Rav. Rav amar, kvashim shesachtan, but if you have kvashim, you have pickled items that, you are squeezing out. Im laguf, and if you just want to squeeze them out, because it's too liquidy for you. Mutter, that's mutter, like we said before, the laka. The imle may man also, but if you want the liquid, that's aser. Shlakos, cooked items, bein luguvan, bein lemei mehan, mutter, we changed the gersa. But shlakos, cooked items, it's for sure, it's not a natural liquid that's inside. It went in from the outside, so it could go out, mutter. Shmuel amar, you have the echad, fashim echad, shlakos, bein luguvan, bein lemei mehan, aser. Shmuel holds that they're all aser, even if you're not doing it for the liquid. Amar Chizkiya. Chada, the Rav, pliga, the Rabbi Yochanan. Does Rav argue with Rabbi Yochanan? Right, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that made the chilik between Lagufan and Letziran, and Rav said, kfashim are all mutter, if it's Lagufan, shlakos are all always mutter. Is there a machlokas? Amar Rabbi Manalama. Right? No. Why is there a machlokas? Right? They both say, Lagufan, if it's for, just to get the liquid out, it's mutter, and lemeimei maser. Right? The only difference is, dahain amar asar and mutter, dahain amar chayivu pater. It's just they do use different lashonos. Right? Because Rav said asar and mutter, and Rabbi Yochanan said chayivu pater, that's why they thought that there would be a machlokes, between them. And well, maybe we'll talk about the halakha lemaisa of this next time. Okay, we'll stop here.